Okay, now we're going to cover examples of some of the pre-launch content and talk about creating that content. So first, let's start off with a couple of PDFs. Now, last week in Module 3, I went through this one for Mortgage Web Success. You can download it from Module 3. Actually, I'll probably just make it the download available from this module as well. And as we talked about, this one did not have a ton of content. It basically set up the frustration up here. It set up the frustration and the aspirations at the beginning. And then we started talking about all the bad news. And the bad news was basically everything that was wrong with the current websites that loan officers have. And of course, you know, there's some amount of education here in telling them what not to do, what's wrong. Certainly if they were having some webmaster come in and trying to sell them an expensive website that was nothing more than a brochure, then, having this checklist of all these bad news items is certainly some benefit. But in reality, this is really a thinly disguised sales pitch. I mean, it goes through and tells them all the mistakes they could have with the website. And here's number 6, number 7, number 8. Let's see, we went through 9. Yeah, so we went through 9 different items. And every single one of these, the system we were putting together was the perfect antidote to all these problems. Then we came down here and we talked a little bit about the product and what was coming. And so we really, in this piece of pre-launch content, this really set up the entire launch and set up the actual product. So this wasn't super content heavy. So that's one end of the spectrum where it's more, you know, educational, telling them in terms of telling them what they need and why your product fits, but not a ton of pre-launch content. But this was very effective. You know, it was a very, very effective pre-launch, and this piece of pre-launch content definitely set it up. Okay, so now I want to walk through my Back to the Wall report. Now, this report was put out as part of my launch. It was a couple of years ago. It was part of my launch for the first version of Product Launch Formula. And as I mentioned just a few minutes ago in the prior video, the first thing I did with that pre-launch was do a teleseminar, the social proof teleseminar. That teleseminar was designed to introduce me to the market, to let them know who Jeff Walker was. Now, this Back to the Wall report was released just a few days before the launch, and this was designed to tell people what the product was. So let's take a look at that. Okay, so this was the Back to the Wall report. The original working title was Gun to the Head Marketing, but then didn't really like that imagery, so I ended up going with Back to the Wall Marketing. It's funny, this note up here, I think, was probably more left in here from when it was the Gun to the Head report. It was talking about, if this title, apologizing for the title of the report. Now, Back to the Wall Marketing isn't nearly as controversial, so I probably didn't need to leave that note in there, but I think it's still a pretty effective note, because right from the start, we're trying to set people, have them set this PDF aside from everything else that they've read, that this is really is a very different type of report. So I start right off with this apology. I'm sorry if this title offends you. To tell you the truth, it offends me. I just had my entrepreneurial world rocked in the last 24 hours. I found myself in a place where I haven't been for many years and decided that it was time to shake up my readers as well. This is important material. So right in here, I'm telling them they should be shooken up. You know, they should feel shaken up. And, I'm trying to jolt them into awareness, jolt them into this idea that this is not your typical marketing report. This is not your typical PDF. So right from the, right from the get-go, and then I'm telling them this is important material. Now, it's amazing how this works. When you tell someone, when you set the expectations for something, then people will follow your expectations. So if you tell them that it is important, they will consider it to be important. It's amazing that that works, but it does. So let's just walk you through this report really quickly. So it's important anytime you put out any type of content to grab people right away, to get their attention right away. So that's what I did right off the bat. You know, you're cornered, you're in danger. You may even feel like the well-being of your family's on the line. That's a pretty shocking image, right? And then I go through and I tell people, if you know me, this probably isn't what you expect. I'm the quintessential nice guy. I talk about building relationships. I emphasize treating people well. I don't even like violent movies. So all in here, I'm just, I'm going for the likability factor. And I'm also contrasting that versus some of these images I'm starting off with here. Now, right here, I get into, I'm basically getting into the aspirations right off, aspirations and frustrations, where I know the people reading this, they want a business. They want to have a business more than anything. If they have a business, they want it to grow more than anything. But here I start talking about a business-killing disease, the stuff that took me to the brink and that put the strain on my marriage and my family, talking about this disease, and how I found this cure. So right off the bat, I'm being a little mysterious, but I'm talking in terms of aspirations and frustrations right off the very bat. So right here, yesterday afternoon at just about 3 p.m. Mountain Time, this is specificity. The more specific you are about something, the more powerful it is, the more believable it is. So I'm telling him it wasn't just 3 p.m., it was 3 p.m. Mountain Time. And, you know, probably if I could have put yesterday afternoon at 3:11 p.m. Mountain Time, it would have been more specific. But I think I really sort of like the wording here and the way it flows. Now, one thing I want to point out here, what I'm doing is, okay, so I've told people up above that I had my world rocked. Here, I repeat it again. You see, I've had my world rocked in the last 18 hours. Yesterday afternoon at about, let me highlight this. Yesterday afternoon at about 3 p.m. Mountain Time, I started a contest on my productlaunchformula.com blog that I thought would really spice things up. In that post, I said I would give away one free copy of my Product Launch Formula Home Study course. To qualify, you only had to post a comment that told me why you needed the course and how you would use it. I said I would pick the winner based on the posts. I would pick the posts that I thought gave the best answers. Well, I had no idea what I set in motion. Now, remember, the people reading this, for the most part, are on my pre-launch list, and they actually saw me announce this contest. They very well might have gone to the blog. But this goes back to that idea of dropping breadcrumbs. You know, they're insiders on the story now, okay? Since they already saw this happen, they saw this transpire in the last couple days, they're part of the story. They're an insider. People love to be insiders. So when they're an insider, they love to see references. When they see me talking about this and they're thinking, oh yeah, I already knew about that, I'm already on top of that, then they feel like an insider. They observe me bringing other people up to speed who aren't insiders. That's very cool. It also shows that where I talk about reading these replies, it shows the conversation. I'm showing the conversation happening in front of them because I put up the post, people made comments. Now I'm talking about reading those comments and I'm talking about how impactful they are to me. So I'm showing the interaction and the conversation and they get to watch this play by play in real time. That's really powerful. So down here, I talk about 42 replies in an hour, and 42 good replies. then 216 responses, then they're coming pouring in. And of course, what do? Now they can scroll over and go take a look, and the number's much higher than 216. So again, they're getting to be part of this launch. So down here, I go on to talk about my reaction. It's humbling. I'm humbled by the responses. Lots of pure, raw emotion and anger, joy, excitement. So this is all just sort of showing emotion. First of all, I'm being likable here, because anyone who's humble is generally likable. So and I'm showing this interaction. I'm showing the conversation. These are all things that make me more likable and sort of weave this web that I want the launch to be. I want it to be a web where people feel connected to multiple different things, and they see different things happening, and they're feeling like insiders. So here I can point them off to the blog, and they can go look at the comments themselves. But down here is where I start to set up the entire, the whole premise of this report. Is I went through all these, basically, I'm talking about reading these responses. I was overwhelmed by energy from reading these responses. And before I knew it, my imagination had taken me back to the place I hadn't been in many years. Look at that. Before I knew it, my imagination had transported me to a place I hadn't been in many years. In other words, this is the I'm a lot like you, right? Because it's taken me back to where I was, and I'm going to explain this. It takes me back to where I was when I started my business, and I was a lot like you. So throughout this pre-launch, they've heard about my great successes and how I've built this fantastic formula for launching products, and how I did 6 figures in 7 days, and how I helped John Reese do a $1 million launch. And they might be sitting at home not having a business, or having a business that's not doing that well, and they're wondering how to apply this to their business. Well, all of a sudden now, I'm transported back to the place where I'm a lot like you. So basically here, I do more likability stuff. You see, I can vividly remember when I was in that spot, when I was starting out, just trying to find some way to provide for my family, for my wife and 2 young children. I remember feeling like the deer in the headlights, not knowing what to do next. You see, I wasn't always a successful marketer. So here, this is the whole I'm a lot like you, explaining how I came from this exact same place that they were. And again, you know, I've stressed this over and over, the best thing to do in a pre-launch and in a launch is to be honest and to share your story. And I could absolutely identify with everyone who was just starting out, because I was absolutely in that spot not too long ago. So now I get into the whole frustration. I'm tapping into their frustration because I'm explaining what my life was like back then before I had a successful business. So this section is basically the I'm a lot like you section. It's talking about the frustration I had with my job. I had a job I didn't like. It was frustrating. I couldn't do what I want. And this is all 100% true, talking about my wife and how I was home how I left my job, quit my job, how I was home taking care of the kids and playing Mr. Mom, how I was trying to figure out how to get out of this jam I was in. And, you know, this is all 100% true. You can go read my story. Down here, I talk about, you know, learning about information marketing and buying a product that taught me about it. So, you know, so in here, I'm actually talking about this decision to make this purchase. And, I mean, there's something that's sort of subtle in here, but basically I'm modeling how I got this sales letter for this product about information marketing, and it was a very difficult decision for me to go ahead and buy it. But after I bought it, and how hard times were and how significant a decision this was, but that I actually made the decision to buy it, and after I made the decision to buy it, that made all the difference. So you see how, I mean, and this again, this is 100% true, but it's a setup. I'm sort of modeling them for them how I became successful, which was I was faced with a difficult decision to whether or not to buy this educational material, and I bought it, and it made all the difference. Now I'm going to go to them and say, now you've got a decision to make, and I know it might be difficult for you, but you have a decision to make about buying this training material that I'm about to put out. When I did it, you know, several years ago, it worked out for me and it made all the difference. So basically, this is all about making that decision. It was a difficult decision. I was actually terrified to tell Mary. But the rest is history. And the course provided an excellent introduction to direct marketing and information marketing. Now, down here is a little, this is a trend, you know, a major transition here is I was talking about that buying that product and a difficult decision and how that made all the difference. I read the course over and over. I started working on building a business, but wrestling with that decision to buy the course and finally taking that action taught me one essential lesson. And the essential lesson was I had to learn to do business like I was cornered, and the only way to come out was with both guns blazing. And so now basically I'm going to shift from this idea of, you know, the I'm a lot like you, then I had this big decision, I made the decision, I bought it. Now I'm transferring into what's we're going to talk about, product launches. And what I learned is that, you know, up here, I learned one essential lesson, which was I had to make solid decisions, and I had to then, you know, put everything into motion behind those decisions. So down here, right away, I started to develop that idea. The odds are let's start up here. I don't want to be condescending here. I know you're smart. I know you work hard, and maybe you're even one of those few who have already figured it out. But the odds are your product is sitting there on your website dead. It isn't selling, or it's barely selling, or it could be doing 10 times better. So here I'm setting up the basic value proposition for product launch formula. Now down here I'm talking about doing business like it really matters, which carries through this theme of what this entire course is about, and telling them that, you know, if you don't really take action, if you don't really put this launch together, your launch will likely be dead on arrival when it comes to launch day. Now here I'm coming out, you know, this is the back to the wall, the bare knuckles report. I'm, you know, bearing it all. And, you know, I want you to be a lot like me now. I took the massive action. I bought that course, and now everything's turned around. So more along this lines of really, you know, trying to motivate people that they really have to act now. Now, this is, don't take my word for it. This is where I start to develop authority. I start talking about John Reese, who's a well-known teacher and a big name guru in this marketing space. Now, remember, I'm brand new to this market. Even though I had that social proof call, I'm brand new to the market with this product launch. So now I'm talking about John Reese, working with him on his $1 million day, and this builds tremendous authority. In fact, I even cut a section out of John Reese's PDF report where he thanks me for his help with his launch. That's more massive security. I mean, I'm sorry, more massive authority. Now I talk about Frank Kern. This is more authority. This is where Frank Kern made $370,000 in just a few minutes. Again, this is, and I show the email that Frank sent out. And so again, this is massive authority for me because again, I'm a relative unknown in this market. So I'm borrowing the authority from well-known marketers such as John Reese and Frank Kern. Now I drop Yannick Silver's name in here as well, another well-known big-name guru. So now I developed some authority, and now I'm heading into objections here, right? What's the number one objection for product launch formula? Well, going into this, I thought, and it did turn out to be, that people think they only work in internet marketing. These launches only work in internet marketing products. They don't work in niches. So I actually took that and turned it around and showed them how, you know, that's what this subhead's about. It's about, this is a tweak, because everyone in their mind, they're thinking, okay, this stuff works in internet marketing, but it's not going to work in my market. It doesn't work in other niches. I actually turned that around. So this question was designed to stop people, sort of be fairly arresting. These techniques work great in other niches. Will they work in internet marketing? That's the opposite from what people are thinking about. And this plays to the point of the fact that I developed these techniques in other niches, and that's a strong selling point that I needed to share with people back then. You know, remember, this is several years ago, before we've seen, you know, before I released Product Launch Formula, and before there's all this proof of these people in all kinds of other niches working with these launches and having great success. Back then, you know, I didn't have that kind of proof, so I had to tell a story of how I did it. Now, it went through a few other objections. I don't think this is much of an objection anymore, but back then people were all hot for these AdSense businesses. This is, you know, what if I don't have a product? What if I'm just starting out? And then I go on, I show a little proof. You know, a couple of weeks ago, you probably never heard of me. Now you're reading a report by me that's proof that this stuff works, because I'm using my own stuff. Now, you know, some more authority talking about Frank Kern. And this is just more sort of, now we're starting to pitch the whole idea of the product launch formula, how you can use it over and over and over. And so I've given this overview as I've walked through these objections and answered the objections. I've given an overview of sort of what the product is going to be. And now I actually show them the product. I give them a photo of the product. And now from here on out, this is all about product. It's all about the piece by piece, where we walk through every piece of the product. And this really was the important part of the PDF, because it's all about telling them what the product is. So that's what this video, this part of the pre-launch was designed to do, was show them what's included in the product and what they get. So the call to action, we covered pricing a little bit, and then, just sort of gave them some rah-rah stuff here at the end. You know, the rags to riches, I was a lot like you, I was a lot like you, but I had my back against the wall. I started to act like I had my back against the wall, and I'm giving you the opportunity to do that by buying the product from me. And that was it. Now, you'll note I didn't have a call to action here. I did have this click-through. I think that just took them through to the countdown page, because this was released just a few days before the launch. So I didn't have a real strong call to action. Probably would have been better if I had something in here that sent them to the blog to make a comment, because I got lots of great comments on this, because it was a very, very personal piece of pre-launch content, because the intro piece gave a lot of details about my life, probably more than I've ever given anywhere else. Very detailed, and told them, you know, a lot about who I was and my early struggles. So this did definitely strike a chord. It elicited that emotional response early on, and then I took them down and I explained the product. And this did turn out to be a very effective piece of pre-launch content. So those are a couple of the PDF reports that I've used. One, the Mortgage Web Success Report. As you saw, that was basically a pitch. And it was designed, it was released at the beginning of the pre-launch, and it was a heck of a lot more pitch and a lot less pure content. Back here we have the whole continuum between pure content and pitch. This one was released at the beginning of the pre-launch, gave sort of the whole story, foreshadowed the entire pre-launch. It was more pitch. This one it was sort of a mix between content and pitch. I mean, the content that it had was more my personal story and inspiration and aspiration and touching on their frustrations. It wasn't hardcore how to do stuff, but I definitely thought, like, this one doesn't feel nearly as much like a pitch. It's more, you know, sharing my story, which, you know, people really do. They want to connect with you, and sharing a personal story in a compelling way is just as powerful as sharing content. So those are a couple of PDFs, and now we're going to move on to talking about videos.